What happens when a Kennedy challenges liberal orthodoxy? Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s provocative manifesto asks whether today's liberals have abandoned their traditional values of open inquiry, skepticism of corporate power, and defense of civil liberties in their COVID-19 response. As someone who identifies as an FDR/Kennedy liberal, he watches in dismay as his political tribe embraces censorship over debate. The book has ignited fierce discussions, with some progressives dismissing it outright, while others quietly acknowledge its uncomfortable questions. What makes this particularly fascinating is that the challenge comes not from the right, but from within the tradition of Kennedy liberalism itself. When 65% of Democrats support government censorship of unauthorized opinions, a complete inversion of traditional liberal values, we must ask, what happened to the left that once questioned authority and defended free speech? During the pandemic, scientific discourse transformed from hypothesis testing and debate into a matter of political loyalty. Questioning vaccine efficacy or lockdown measures wasn't treated as scientific skepticism, but as political heresy. Important debates about natural immunity and cost-benefit analyses were suppressed, with medical professionals facing retaliation for raising concerns. This intellectual closure had consequences. Studies in the European Journal of Epidemiology found countries with higher vaccination rates experienced higher COVID-19 case rates. U.S. COVID deaths in 2022, post-vaccination, exceeded those in 2020, pre-vaccination. Meanwhile, countries with minimal vaccination rates often had lower mortality. Haiti, with just 1.4% of its population vaccinated, recorded only 837 deaths among 11.7 million people. What might explain these outcomes? Multiple studies suggest COVID vaccines develop negative efficacy after 6 to 9 months, potentially making vaccinated individuals more susceptible to infection. Yet instead of engaging with evidence, many embraced a new orthodoxy, where certain conclusions became unquestionable regardless of emerging data. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. This promise formed the ethical foundation for vaccine mandates and passports. If vaccines stopped transmission, vaccination became not just a personal health choice, but a civic duty, justifying the exclusion of the unvaccinated from workplaces, schools, and public spaces. But this foundational promise crumbled. Breakthrough infections became common. Dr. Fauci caught COVID after his fourth vaccination. Events like the Gridiron Dinner, where 72 fully vaccinated attendees contracted COVID, demonstrated vaccines couldn't prevent spread. Yet, authorities continued imposing severe mandates that cost unvaccinated people their jobs, education, and civil rights. The ethical implications are profound. If vaccines don't prevent transmission, what justifies forcing them on unwilling recipients? If a medical intervention primarily benefits only the individual receiving it, shouldn't the decision remain personal? The disconnect between scientific reality and policy persisted, with many liberals supporting mandates long after their scientific justification had collapsed. Even as data showed natural immunity provided equal or superior protection, those with prior infection remained subject to mandate requirements. VAERS recorded 1,329,135 adverse events in 18 months following COVID vaccine rollout, more than all other vaccines combined over 32 years, including 241,910 serious injuries and 29,273 deaths. Health and Human Services studies suggest VAERS captures fewer than 1% of actual injuries, potentially indicating far higher numbers. Insurance companies reported alarming excess deaths. One America's CEO noted a 40% increase in Q3 2021 among workers aged 18 to 64, calling it a 1 in 200-year catastrophe. Lincoln National reported a 163% increase in death benefit payouts from non-pandemic-related mortality in 2022. Pfizer's own 6-month clinical trial data revealed vaccinated individuals had a 23% higher all-cause death risk compared to unvaccinated participants. Yet Pfizer and FDA attempted to block public access to this data for 75 years, data the FDA had reviewed in just 108 days before approval. Two top FDA vaccine regulators resigned immediately afterward. What does it say about our institutions when they withhold data challenging official narratives while promoting the safe and effective orthodoxy? Have you noticed how many conspiracy theories have transformed into acknowledged facts? The CDC now admits cloth mask mandates lack scientific basis, with over 100 studies showing masks don't stop viral spread. The 6-foot social distancing rule was later confessed by former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb to be arbitrary and not science-based. Mass lockdowns contradicted established public health practices and WHO guidelines, despite warnings from 600-plus scientists about catastrophic consequences. IMF data shows global lockdowns cost $16 trillion, while Johns Hopkins researchers confirmed they barely reduced COVID spread. The CDC now recognizes natural immunity superiority to vaccine-induced immunity, with an Israeli study showing it's 27 times more durable and provides broader variant protection. U.S. intelligence analysts now consider a Wuhan Institute of Virology lab leak plausible. What does it mean when those who raised these concerns early were censored and vilified, only to be vindicated later? What other conspiracy theories might eventually prove true? Beyond scientific debates lie devastating human consequences. Lockdowns caused approximately 10,000 African children to starve monthly, with twice as many children dying from lockdowns as from COVID-19 itself. In developing nations, disrupted supply chains led to widespread malnutrition. American children suffered significantly. Brown University research showed toddlers lost 22 IQ points during lockdowns, with poor and minority children most affected. Mental health declined sharply, with 20% of teenagers contemplating suicide and 44.2% reporting persistent sadness. Rather than addressing these issues, the CDC simply lowered childhood developmental milestones. The pandemic response created clear divides. Professionals worked safely from home, while essential workers faced daily exposure risks. Economic impacts disproportionately harmed minorities. Ironically, scantily vaccinated African nations had lower death rates than America, where Black Americans died at 3.6 times and Latinos at 2.5 times the rate of whites. This represents a profound moral failure in public policy. Measures meant to protect public health created unintended consequences that harmed the most vulnerable. Yet many liberals, traditionally champions of these groups, remain silent about these harms. The economic devastation and rights infringements have sparked a rebellion among working and poor Americans, once the Democratic Party's core constituencies. This fulfills Robert Kennedy's 1966 prediction that wealth disparities and power abuses would lead to revolution. America faces its most dangerous political polarization since the Civil War, driven by orchestrated fear, censorship, and tribalism. These disputes between political parties, racial groups, and vaccination status benefit global elites who exploit these distractions to strip Americans of wealth, health, and freedom. For its survival, the left must rediscover critical thinking and reconnect with its traditional base by returning to core liberal values, defending civil liberties, questioning corporate power, protecting the vulnerable, and demanding transparent governance. This means engaging with uncomfortable facts rather than censoring them, and prioritizing truth over tribal loyalty. The path forward requires courage to question authorities, challenge powerful interests, and sometimes stand apart from one's political tribe when principle demands it. Only by reclaiming these foundational values can we heal divisions and rebuild trustworthy institutions. The question isn't whether you're liberal or conservative, it's whether you'll follow evidence wherever it leads, even when it challenges your deepest beliefs.